Okay, so let's do the Halacha Ches, which is today's daf. Vav Amud Beis. Ha'ayot ofer kedarko v'ha'uman machlif u'mesargin et amitot, Rabbi Yossi Omer mimatchin. The Veit Rabbi Yanei Omer, kedarko is defined as someone who is mamale et amachat. So that would mean somebody that now you make a lot of stitches all together, and you pull it out, and you do this all about once, that would be kedarko. Completely different approach than our Gemara. Because our Gemara uses this as the definition of the not kedarko, but of the Uma. Over here it's saying the Hedyo does it this way, right? The Hedyo can be tofer kedarko, that would be the kedarko. But he doesn't know how to be, he doesn't know how to do that. Yeah, and the machliv is achat achat. That would be doing your tefirot one by one, and that's the machliv. He's forced to do it that way because otherwise he would be doing it mumcha basically. On Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, the kedarko is achat achat. The machlev is to be mafsia, not simply one by one. That's already the definition that we have in machlev. So you don't have a straight stitch, you have a stitch. That is a sum up and sum down, which is kishimi akel. But nisa misayel of Rabbi Yochanan can bring a riot now to Rabbi Yochanan. Because it says harot sa'anim lechavim b'moe. If you have somebody now he's fixing your shoes, so he can only be machliv and he cannot do a regular stitch. So intem achat achat. What are you going to say that machliv means here? One stitch at a time. That's what you always do. It. You can't do anything else. Well, that's true. You're talking about now very heavy needles that have to go through. Obviously, the leather they only go through one at a time anyway. So it would be no reason to be a market. The only way to explain it is a keren kenayami, the mafsia. So it must be talking about over here that the regular tefira, at least would be, even though it's one by one, but at least it's stitched in a straight line. Over here you have to be mafsia, that's why it's saying. It uses the same word. So it must mean that machlib is mafsia. Ezel edyot. Now what defines the Hedyot of the Uman according to the Yerushalmi? Omer of Yosef and Chanina. Somebody who cannot possibly get his cuff straight. And he's always trying to, he's got basically a man and a woman Imra. So that's not a single straight Imra. It's not considered to be an Uman. Omer Rabbi Simon, I say it means betofer kisin he matnita. When he makes now little pockets, meaning that the material is never smooth when he finishes, but because of the fact that he doesn't know how to sew properly, there's like little places where it bunches up. So if there's bunching, we call it kisin, bunching. If there's bunching, he obviously doesn't know anything about tailoring.
So he's more...
He's a head yacht.
You know, his fear is the guy's more...
Yeah. Mimatchin. The next thing Mishnah says is that, according to Yosimatchin. What is that? Rabbi Yosam is Parak Chizkiyan Rabbi Yochanan. There we go. Straight to today's Gemara. Chizkiyomer. That what it's talking about is the Sirug is Shisiveira. And the mituach is oshasi oreiruv, but you can't have true ariga. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar sirug is oshasi oreiruv. Mituach is neither, but only haitarafa mimatcha. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barba, no, not true. Kol modim besirug shasi ve'eruv. It's got to be that. The machlokes is only be mituach. Chizki Amar O Shasi O Erev. Rabbi Yossi means to be matir, either Shasi or Erev without actually doing Ariga. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Imai Tarafa, Mimatcha. That's the Machlokas. But nobody argues about what the definition of Sirub is. Rabbi Yossi, Ari Lashmov, Rabbi Chanina, Sirub means Shesiv Erev, and he was Meira Zahadim. Velo Yadina, Ika Adad Afiskia. Now, we don't know whether this is based on Rabbi Yossi Lashitase, and now, meaning he's going according to Chizkiah. Chizkiah was his Rebbe. She's going according to Chizkiah's definition, which is that it's mutter now. Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, no, so it's mutter now to do Shesiva Erev. Or maybe he's going according to Chiyah Barba, and he was made that everybody is made that you can do that Sirud Mi Shesiva Erev. That I'm not sure what Pshat this is. That he holds up that it's really a machlokas, except that he's going according to the Shita. That's Mater Shesivayr, or he's going according to the latter Pshat, which is that everybody's Mater Shesivayr. Omer Abibon Barthia, Kamere Bezira. Clearly, from the Mishnah in Kalim, we see that Matnita Amra came, that Siruk equals Shesivayr by definition. The Tanina Taman, Achevo Meimatayu Chibulamita. At what point is a chevel that's coming from the mita considered to be part of the mita to be makabel tumah through the chevel and not look at it as a different kli? Mishi yisrog ba shelosha batim. So once you have shelosha batim, the entire chevel is considered to be makubar because you're going to continue now and complete it. So explain to me how you use that word. Yisrog v'meim v'shesi v'lo eir. Well, eir v'lo shesi. And there's no bayit without both. So therefore, Sirud must mean Shesiveir, we see from the mission. Correct your say here. Mahula harim velisro. How about you have a bed? Are you allowed to say, I don't like this bed? I'd rather sleep on this new pretty bed that I got and do this Sirud now during Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi Hoshaya, Itle, Kemah. He answers now, Rabbi Shaya answers him, from somebody who is Marim also for Tchina. So he takes now fresh Chitim and Chol HaMoed, even though he has perfectly usable flour from before Yantan. He says, you're allowed to do that. And claim that you want something fresh. If that's the case, you should be allowed to do a Mita also. Claim that you want a different Mita. Rabbi Zeira, Omer Rabbi Yonah, Hok zavan lan shichur naduchna. Go out and buy for us, please, some shichurin, which is a type of legume. You buy it for us so that we can put it into the maducha and have our trina, the equivalent, during Chol HaMoed. Well, my lady, Rabbi Yonah, asked him, eat lan pilcha de moada. We have already enough that we have a portion. What do we need more? The Ikbidilu, Rabbi Zeira was angry at him because he made it impossible to be married. When somebody says, why, what do we need it for? We already have. You idiot. I'm not supposed to say that. I'm trying to do more by claiming that I want fresh, and now you're making it impossible for me. Ma'amidim, Dr. Helik of Halocha, Ma'amidim Tanur v'kirayim b'moid Rabbi Yudah Omer ein mechapshim et avreichayim b'tchila. Tana, it should say, Rav Chalafta Bar Shol, Bevachelo Gadlenu Betchila. The truth is that this is tomorrow's Gemara. So maybe we should wait on it. Daf Yud.